Blog Talk Morning. Radio.
Good morning. We're happy that you're here with us this morning. We're so grateful that the Most High gave us life and life more abundantly this morning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Most Holy is understanding. Solomon goes on to say, "For by thy days shall be multiplied, and thy years of life shall be increased." Proverbs is full of wise sayings. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but by the root of the righteous shall not be, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Let's be wise like Solomon. Let's reverence our God. Let's go to the throne room now and petition our Father. Oh, Holy Father, we just come before your great and awesome presence this morning just to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are a merciful God and that you are a loving Father. But Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing and all that you've done for us, oh God. You are mighty in the heavens and mighty in the earth, oh God. I thank you for standing up for your people, oh God. And Father, we just honor your holy presence this morning, and we say have your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Have your way, Father God, in me and in every person connected to me, oh God. All those who are on Bible Storyland this morning, Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing for all of us, oh God. Father, we don't take it lightly that you visit us, oh God. Father God, what an honor and a privilege it is to serve you. You are the Most High God. You are a faithful Father. You are an honorable friend, oh God. Father, you called us your friend, and we turn around and we say you are our friend also, oh God. Greater love have no man than you, Lord Jesus. You laid down your life for us. So what a mighty faithful friend you are. And Father, I lift up every family today represented on Bible Storyland, and I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for your joy. The joy of the Lord, of you, O Father God, is our strength, O God. Your joy is our strength, O God. And Father, we just thank you for peace in our lives, peace in our lives. And Father, right now we're concerned about those people in the storm areas, O God, New Orleans, and Mississippi, Louisiana, all those, Lord God, who may have a threat of storm right now, oh God. And Father, we ask you to move by your mighty Holy Spirit, oh God. We ask you to for your divine overshadowing over those cities, oh God. We ask you to push back the storm and dissipate it, oh God. We repent before you, Father God, for any way we have sinned against you, any iniquity in us, Father God. We ask forgiveness, oh God. And Father, we ask you, Lord, for a quiet season in New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi, Alabama, and all the surrounding areas all over the United States, oh God. Move by your Spirit, oh God. Father, you are a great and a mighty God. Your word says that we can speak to the storm and say, "Peace, be still," in the mighty name of Jesus. And the winds and the waves obeyed your will, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, Father God, that we are your children and we can speak to the storm and we say, "Peace, be still," to the storm that's trying to brew right now. We say, "Dissipate, die," in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for having great mercy, great mercy, great mercy, O God. And, Father God, we fear you. We fear you. We reverence you, O God. We reverence you, Father God. You are the mighty God. No other God like you, O God. No one can heal the sick, O God. No one can raise the dead, O God. But you, Almighty, can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can ask or think or imagine. We are the ones who serve you. We are your servants, O God. Have your way, O God. Have your way throughout the United States, O God. And, Father, forgive us for iniquity and sin in our lives, O God. Oh, Father, have great mercy upon us, oh God. And Father God, we thank you that you are so mighty. Even the angels adore you. They give you praise. And we just reverence you as the Most High God. And we say, have your way, Father God. Have your way. Father God, prepare your people. If you decide to allow the storm to come, prepare your people, O God, to move out of those areas, O God, and to move quickly, but direct their path, O God. Provide everything that they need, O God, gas for their cars, O God. Provide, Father God, in the name of Jesus, transportation, Father God. Provide for the elderly. Provide food for your people, O God. Provide emergency vehicles, emergency supplies that they may need, oh God. Plenty of water, plenty of food, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that the flood shall not overtake them, oh God. The storms, the winds, the no torrential rains, oh God, will overtake them, oh God. So have mercy. And we thank you for what you're about to do now, oh God. Have mercy upon your people. We bless you, O Most High, and we thank you for being with us this morning. We thank you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know what? God is so mighty, even the angels adore him. The angel said in Revelations with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, and all that is in them, heard them saying, I, blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. What a mighty God we serve. We are blessed to be his children. We are children of the Most High God, not any God, but the Most High God. You know, other people have false gods, but we have the true and living God, and we serve only him. We give him glory. We give him praise. We were chosen by the King of Kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. We say glory, glory, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Today we have a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, who is going to lead us in a praise song this morning. Her name is Karen Itell. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. What song are you going to play this morning?
I'll Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away. Hallelujah. I'll Fly Away. Hallelujah. 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 We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. That was an awesome song. We thank God for you. We thank God for the hands that he gave you to play wonderful songs of praise unto the Most High God. I'll fly away. You know, one day we're going to all fly away. So let us praise the Most High God so we can fly away with him when he comes down, when he bursts through the clouds in the air, and he calls his children out of the earth to come with him. We'll fly away. All right, we're going to continually praise the Lord this morning. I'm looking for another great woman of God, Jackie Travis, if you're on. Press 1 this morning. Okay, she may not be on yet, but she'll be on a little bit later. All right. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Our next guest is the founder and CEO of S and S Music KC Publishing Company. Her name is Lanny Span McBride. Lanny is a multifaceted woman of God in the body of Christ, located in Jackson, Mississippi. She has served as the minister of music for the Greater Fairview Church for over 35 years. After 30 years in public and private school instruction, Lanny joined the Jackson State University staff as a visiting lecturer in music education with emphasis on music for children and applied secondary piano. She's going to do a music workshop for us this morning, and we welcome Lanny Span McBride this morning. Good morning, Sister Lanny. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great, and you?
Just wonderful. I just want to say, first of all, we certainly appreciate the opportunity for these ministries that you offer for your life and for your demonstration of your love and your heart for God. This is just such a privilege for me to partner with you to be a blessing to God's creation. I thank you so much.
Thank you for being on. Can I stop you for just one moment? The lady that I was
Surely.
Looking for is going, she's here now. And
that's
she's going to sing, and then I'm going to bring you right back in, if that's okay.
That'll be fine.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I am here. I was just
Amen.
Saying
We're blessed to have you this morning. Are you ready to sing that praise song unto the Lord?
Sure, sure. I was just going to say, you can let her go first. That'll have been fine, and then I will be to my lady's house. She loves to hear your radio station. Because I'm going
okay.
to see her right now.
I'm not
okay,
quite so sure, you know, how things are. But anyway, if you don't mind, could you go ahead and sing, and then you can come,
sure.
you know, when you get to the lady's house, you can come back in, however you want to do it.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to sing one of my mother's favorite songs. You said today is Senior Citizens Day, right?
All right.
Okay. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. But these things that they treasure and forget about their soul, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. You know the road is rough and the going is tough and the hills are hard to climb. And I started out a long time ago, but there is no doubt in my mind I've decided to make Jesus my choice. 'Cause you know the road is rough and the going is tough and the hills are hard to climb. And I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind I've decided to make Jesus my choice. That was my mom's favorite song. She loved that.
Amen. Amen. You know what? Wise people make Jesus their choice.
Yes,
if you
Lord.
Are wise, Jesus is your choice. Because we,
oh,
I
yes.
know I don't. I certainly do not want to choose Satan. So if we don't choose Jesus, guess who we've chosen? So we don't want to go the way of the enemy. We want to go the way of our God. And today, I pray that each one of us will choose Jesus. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie.
You
and,
are welcome.
If that lady, you know, wants to come on with you and you want to sing another song later in the program, just let me know.
All right. I'm
all right, God bless you.
I'm going to turn it off so you won't hear everything we're doing. I'll turn it off for you, okay?
Thank you. Okay, sweetie, you can put it on mute.
Uh-huh, so you won't hear everything we're doing.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Jackie's from Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for her. Now, we're going to continue with Sister Lanny this morning. We're ready, Sister Lanny.
Yes, certainly. As my sister was saying, that just finished ministering to us, it is Senior Citizens Day, and three words come to mind when I think about senior citizens, just meshing musicality with appreciating the seniors. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind. When we're talking about seniors, we have to appreciate their eternal investment in us. We are their seed. Even the history of music in the African-American community, we came up, of course, as slaves, and we were taken to church by the slave owners, and we were in the balconies, we were in the rafters, we were in the back. We could always hear the hymns correctly, so oftentimes we heard them wrong, and we learned to sing them wrong, and when we got our own churches, we began to sing them wrong in our churches until God gave us and always has given us the ability to take whatever is left and make something masterful out of it. And I see that as that's one of the first beginnings in America of musicality, and that is that we learn to sing the hymns from the slave owners in the back of the church. And when the ability came that it was time, God said it was season for us to have our own churches, then our own writers began to take that and began to take it and make it stretch out. And we left the hymns, and as a result of being slaves, we had to deal with the spirituals. The spirituals were birthed. One of the primary reasons for spirituals being birthed was to be a vehicle that would transport messages that would say, be ready for the Underground Railroad tonight. There were messages that were sent. Those spirituals, they often talk about Swing Low, Sweet Chariot Coming for to Carry Me Home, which was a slave ship and so forth and so forth. When you think about that, you have to think about the ability and the skill and the intellect it took for people to know how to do that in such a way that nobody knew what was going on. I often say that all music has spirit and all music has a message. And particularly in our community, we've been able to use music for so many wonderful things. Well, the hymns came from the churches in the back of the church with our white sisters and brothers, and then we went to the spirituals and messages out of the fields. And eventually, spirituals often gave a problem, but it didn't always give the solution, such as sometimes I feel like a motherless child. That's a problem. But we began to write songs that meant solutions when we got to writing gospels. So we got hymns, and we got spirituals, and we got gospels, and now we're into worship and praise, and all of the musicality has always been used to celebrate life. And when Miriam, who was Moses' sister, when they came out of the Egypt land, they sung the first song of deliverance. She led a woman's praise team, which was praising and thanking God. So music was birthed, and it's been not only birthed in our hearts and in our spirits, because of the love of God. He knew that we would need music sometime to save our minds and to save our lives. Sometime when we were going through things that were hard, we knew how to sing while we're sweeping. We knew how to sing while we're working. We know how to sing just like we sing now when we sit by the bedside of a sick one. We sing in worship. We sing in celebration of weddings. And it's all purpose by God. How I love the Lord. How I thank him that he's purposed music for that reason. I want to tie in, once again, appreciation to the singers. Seniors, for your investment in us, we are your seed. Just as God spoke of Abraham as being the founder, as a father, and we are the seed of Abraham. We are the seed of you. And we want to thank God that you've demonstrated your love for us by giving us your time, your talent, and your treasures. Your time, you demonstrated, you let us be born. You let us be birthed into earth so that we can begin to know God intimately for ourselves. Then you use your talent to teach us, to train us, and to restrain us. it took talent to know how to raise some of us, because some of us were also a little stubborn, but thank you for that. Appreciate you for that. Your treasure. Your treasure was not just your money, but it was your word. You invest in us. Many of our people are professionals today because of what you, my opportunity to do musicality was because my daddy, out of fourth grade, decided that he believed in education, and eventually, before he died at 90, Daddy had received several degrees because he believed in education. I was in school the same time my dad was. He not only taught me, but he demonstrated. Thank you for that. Seniors, we celebrate you. We celebrate that you taught us how to live, how to love, and how to leave. Amen. When I say leave, sometimes when you live, if you're going to live, you got to learn how to surrender, because you can't really, we don't even, the breath we breathe is just a gift from God. Music helps us to establish that we live, and when we live a life of surrender. Always, not our hands are not always closed, but they're open so that we can give and receive. It's a two-way street. We can't just always keep our hands closed, but you got to be surrendered to the Lord. Surrender to the Lord to love me. Surrender to the Lord to love others. Surrender to the Lord to invest in people like me. Amen. Then you tell us how to love, and it takes sacrifice to love, because sometimes love can be a little uncomfortable. God say you got to love the unlovable. God say you got to, if the baby is dirty, you throw out the bathwater and keep the baby. That's sacrifice. Sometimes it's a sacrifice to keep the baby when the baby is not as unappreciative. But you did that. You never gave up on us. We are here today. We celebrate that heart. We appreciate you, your time, your talent, your treasure. We celebrate that you taught us how to live, how to love, and how to leave. And when I say leave, I'm talking about some things where to take our hands off because it's not doing us any good. Take our hands off and walk away from some things. And God sometimes release us some things so he can save us, save our lives, save our minds. Philippians 4 talks about being anxious for nothing, but think on these things. And sometimes if we begin to think on the things of God, we'll walk away from some things. I thank you for teaching us how to have a relationship with our families. The Bible says in Titus 2 that the women should be teaching the young girls how to be mothers and how to be mothers and wives, good wives to their husbands. You've taught us how to maximize our relationship. There's a scripture in Proverbs 11:1 that says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. You taught us how to take whatever we have and do whatever we have to do. We got to balance church. We got to balance family. Got to balance job. You taught us how to do that. And we should just appreciate you so very much. I wrote a song a couple of days ago, and I want to sing that song, and then I want to sing one that's my mother used to love me here. My mother and my father are both in heaven now, and I appreciate every day. And I want you to hear this because I want you to know that we don't take for granted your time and your talent and your treasure. We don't take for granted what you poured into us, how to live and love and leave. I think about them every single day because the tools they gave me for life are in my heart and in my spirit. And it's fumes, just like you have fumes for your car. It smells it when you put your gas in, you smell that little aroma. I have sensories from the love that they gave. That love was empowering. Just as we appreciate the love of God even the more, that God gives us a revelation to understand that. This is a little song I wrote, and this song is based on the last verse of Psalms 46. Be still and know I am your God. It was about 4 something in the morning, and I was in a place where some things just, I said, okay, God, I'm wide awake. What can I do? There are certain scriptures I quote, certain things, scriptures I say to help me to sleep. I go back to sleep. I find sleep. And sometimes when I can't, I know God is saying that I need you to do something for me. So this song was birthed out of that awakening on Friday, where actually Saturday morning, early morning, how I appreciate the Lord, how he does that so often. I let him do whatever he wants with me because, of course, we are all his servants. The song says, be still and know I'm your God. It's a baby song. I say it's a baby song because I'm still listening to the Lord to see how I'm supposed to implement this to share it with the body. But I just find it's a privilege to share it with you all, first of all. Okay.
Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God.
And singing is not my best singing, but I'll try it again.
Be still and know, oh God, I am your God. Be still and know, oh God, I am your God.
It's a love song from him.
Be still and know, God, I'm in control. You, I'm in control.
That's the Lord speaking to our hearts today, saying, in spite of what you're seeing, feeling, and hearing, in spite of what the doctors say, in spite of what people say, even your own opinion, just rest in me. I'm your good shepherd. I know how to bring you to the safe places in your experiences, in your heart. You can trust me. Be still and know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Says,
be still and know I am your God, oh Lord. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God. I in control. Oh,
thank you, Father.
I'm in control.
Second part.
I will exalt every valley, mountain, and hill made low. The crooked places straight, rough places plain. My glory shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together. My child is true, for my mouth has spoken it. I'm in control. Oh, 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 I'm in control.
Hallelujah.
Be still and know. Oh, be still and know. I am your God. Trust me, child. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, God. Oh, no. I am your God. I am your God. Rest in me. As for the first time again, trust in me, rest in me. I am your God. I am your God.
Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless his heart. Control. Wipe your tears away. Yeah. Oh, I'm in. Oh, control. Yeah. Hallelujah. Control. I'm in control. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. There's a scripture in Isaiah 40 that says, it starts with two simple words, comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. Talks about the Lord being faithful, saying your warfare has been accomplished. Thank you, Jesus. Your warfare has been accomplished. And it goes on to say, I'm going to make a highway in your desert. God says, I'm plowing through some stuff, rocks and crevices and places where people said you weren't going to go, you weren't going to do. You're still here because of my grace and my love for you. And whether you're 17 or 71, if you're still in the earth, God say, I'm not finished with you. There's something in you I need out. Amen. That commercial say got milk, and I want to say if you got life, you got ministry, somebody still need who you are. I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't throw up your hands and say, I'm going to let the young folk have it. We need your wisdom. We need your example. We need your testimony, your walk in libraries of the history of what God has done in the earth to sustain us. Hallelujah. And that scripture again was Isaiah 40. That song actually sings the word. Thank God for that. It sings the word. There's a peace of God that passes all understanding in Philippians 4:7. And in order for the peace of God to pass our understanding, it's got to pass our intellect. God's peace, I call it his peace, his rest. And I look at the fruit of the Spirit, his peace is one of the fruit. The peace of God pass all understanding. God will keep your heart and mind, but it's got to pass your intellect. Your heart won't stay broken, and you won't lose your mind. If you just simply ask God, ask him. And that's what, to me, music, just like the Word of God is a means to an end. God uses the Word to show us himself. God used the Word to show us, so we can know him. That's what that song say, be still, and what? Know. And hallelujah, we want the listeners and all the people, no matter what age, to know that God says you can know me. Be still and know I'm your God. I have prepared a place in my heart that only you can fill. So I need you to be after a relationship with God, not religion, not just know how to do ABC, not just go through rituals and ceremonies, but to know him and to know that you know. And that's why the power lies. I'll say it again. The Bible is a tool used to have a relationship. God uses to usher us to himself. Music, all music carries spirit, and that music can affect us and give us power to go on, a power to get up, power to just keep striving, power to sustain the things we can't change. That's what musicality is for. It carries spirit. That's why I so appreciate the Lord breathing on the music that he gives me through songs. And I know it's him because I don't have a system up to write this stuff. He's God, and I bless him for that. The song that my mom loves is one of those old, old songs. I don't know if we can ever find it anymore. I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to sing it like I would do while I was struck with her, rubbing her hair and talking to her. When she couldn't talk to me, I would minister to her this song. And it simply says, when I should feel so sad, why does my heart feel glad? Why does my soul feel so happy, happy and gay? When all around me burdens fall, Lord, I'm not worried at all. For if I pray, King Jesus will roll all burdens away. love this verse. Just like a king on the throne, I'm never left alone, for he watches over me each day and night, and all he asks me to do, just keep his laws and live true. And if I pray, King Jesus will roll all burdens away, all the way, all the way. King Jesus will roll all burdens away if to him I pray, for he'll open doors for me. Hallelujah. Doors I'm not able to see. For if I pray, King Jesus will roll all burdens away. That second verse one more time. Just like a king on the throne, hallelujah, I'm never left alone, for he watches over me, each day and night, hallelujah. And all he asked me to do, just keep his laws and live true. And if I pray, King Jesus will roll all burdens away, all the way, hallelujah, all the way, King Jesus will roll all burdens away, if to him I pray, oh God, for he'll open doors for me, doors I'm unable to see. For if I pray, King Jesus will roll all burdens away. Oh, God, hallelujah. They're not writing songs like that so much anymore. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I find myself writing songs like, God, where did this song come from? But there are some songs that come just to, we can lay in God's heart and we can lay in God's arms and feel refreshed. There's a little melody that I wrote that I did in my research and my study. It says that El Shaddai is the mother nature of God. You know, when a child gets injured, he runs and stumps his toe. He runs quickly to his mother's breast. See, that's the result of you, seniors. How we learned that that place was a place of comfort. Well, his toe may still be hurting, but when he gets to mom and lay on her, somehow it just feel like I can tolerate it better. That's what God, that's what a relationship with God is like. And when we find that we need to lay in his arms, and Lord, just hold me right here. Remind me again. Tell me again. Tell me again how much you love me, Father. I just want to lay on you. And you can tell me whatever you want to say. I just know I need that comfort ye of Isaiah, of Isaiah 40. This song simply says this. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, the breasty one, God of all. El Shaddai, let me lay my head on you, oh Lord, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, oh God, oh God, oh God, El Shaddai, let me lay my head on you, ah God, one more time, sing it with me, El Shaddai. Well, you can sing that. It's very simple. El Shaddai. You're calling him that kind of father, that kind of Lord. El Shaddai. Let me lay my head on you, your partner, your father. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, oh God, El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. Let me lay my head on you. Sometimes I leave that and go to this simple little melody to pray. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, yes. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I will worship you. Because of who you are, you're El Shaddai. Oh God, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
Last time, El Shaddai, then last time.
El Shaddai.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
El Shaddai.
Father, in the name of Jesus, how we honor you this morning.
El Shaddai.
Thank you for the singing.
Let me lay my head on you.
When we didn't understand how to find you, God, they were there that we could lean on.
El Shaddai, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
El Shaddai, Lord, oh God, El Shaddai,
oh God,
let me lay my head on you.
Last time, really last time.
El Shaddai,
thank you, Jesus.
El Shaddai, oh God, oh God, oh God, El Shaddai, let me lay my head on you.
Jesus, appreciation, celebration, relationship with God. We all need one. And I thank you, Sister G, and thank you, seniors, for having me this morning. Take that in your heart and let it marinate and be a blessing all day long. He is El Shaddai.
Amen.
He is our all-sufficient God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Don't hang up yet, Sister Lanny. I thank God for you. Woo! That was such a blessing, I tell you. Oh, we are truly blessed. My soul is blessed this morning. I thank God for the and the wonderful songs you sang unto the Lord. Oh, yes, the teaching that you did about hymns and spiritual songs and gospels and praise and worship songs and oh, that song that God gave you, be still and know that he is our God. He's an awesome God. I thank God, you know, when he just love on us and care about us and you just put us in remembrance of who God is. He's so mighty. He's so great. And each one of the songs you sang just ministered to me, and I know it ministered to each one of us. And the other one about, you know, when you was, you know, just comforting your mother, when I should feel sad, that's when my heart feels so glad. Can't understand it. But we know, yes, that our God is able. And El Shaddai, the many-breasted one, oh, my God. Oh, it was just so awesome. I thank God for all the things you taught us, from Philippians to Titus to Isaiah. And Philippians, where it talks about, you know, the peace of God that passeth all human understanding. And I know seniors understand that because they've had to depend upon God through many, many situations.
Oh, yes.
As you become, you know, older or younger, as you want to say, a little gray around the edges or in the hair, we can thank God because he's brought us thus far and he didn't leave us. He didn't leave us. He kept being with us, kept being faithful. Even when we denied him, even when we were unfaithful, even when we just refused to praise him, even when we refused to give him honor, he was faithful. He was El Shaddai. He was the one who said, don't let those storms come any further. He was the one who spoke to the enemy like he spoke to the enemy concerning Job. He said, yes. Have you considered yes. my servant Lanny? Have you considered my servant Martha? Have you considered my servant Grace? Have you considered my servant Frank? Have you considered my servants?
My
you know,
God.
All my servants. My servant Avis, have you considered her? Have you considered my servant, the Hayes family in California? Have you considered all my servants? Have you considered my servant Karen? You know, that was what he said, because he knew what he put within us. And
hallelujah.
So have you considered my servant Mildred Brown? Have you considered my servants? They are faithful in all their ways. They're perfect in all their ways. I made them. I created
glory,
them, Satan.
Glory, glory.
And I want you to know that they're going to stand in the midst of every storm.
Hallelujah.
They're going to go through by your hand. But don't
thank
you take
Jesus.
Them out of this world. You
hallelujah.
Do this and you do that. I know I've given them riches. I've given them food for their table. They have come a long way. God has brought us a long way. I can remember
oh, yeah.
having an outside toilet. I can remember having to go next door to get take a bucket to get water from the neighbors. I can remember going without many things. Didn't know we were poor, but God has brought us a long, long way. He's given
thank
most
you,
of
Jesus.
Us homes
thank
and
you,
cars and several
hallelujah.
Cars and excellent health and strength in our bodies. We have so much to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
And I know this woman of God that's going to come on now, she is my favorite aunt. God has given her much to be grateful for. She is 100 years young. She has seen many trials, but God has brought her through them, and she is a living testimony. She lives here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm so grateful to have her on with us. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
She was born in 1920.
1910.
Wow. Excuse me. Please forgive me. 1910.
Yes, I was born in the Lord. Let me be here. 101. I was born June 20th, 1910.
Amen.
To Mary and Debbie Scandlin. And I'm so thankful this morning that the Lord let open my eyes on another beautiful day that He's given us, and I'm so glad.
Amen. All right, you're going to sing that beautiful song for us this morning?
I'm going to.
It's on your heart.
I have heard so much. Oh, Jesus, He was a man from Galilee. How He left His home in glory just to set the sinners free. So I decided that I would follow in His footsteps all the way. Yes, I must see Jesus for myself someday. I'm gonna tell Him about my troubles that I bore down through the years. No, there is no one can tell Him of the things that I must say. Yes, I must see Jesus for myself. Oh, yes, someday I'm gonna tell Him about my troubles that I bore down through the years. No, there is no one can tell Him all these things that I must say. So I must
Praise. We can't give him enough honor for all that he's done. Like Aunt Mildred said, you know, she heard about a man from Galilee. He came down here, left his home in glory, down here to set the sinner free. And if he can do all of that, die for us, can't we give him of ourselves? I'm sorry, go ahead, Aunt Mildred. What'd you say?
Give him praise.
Yes. Can't we give him praise? Can't we give him our lives? He gave us his life. We can give him our lives. We can be obedient to him. That's all he's asking, is for us to be obedient to him. You know what? In the Garden of Eden, all he asked was that Adam and Eve be obedient to him. He gave them everything, but he said, this one thing, don't you do it. And what did they do? And, you know, we're like that. We can't point the finger at them. We can't say, yeah, he called me, we're just like Adam and Eve. We try to point the finger, but we can't do it. God give us so much, but yet we want something that he said, no, don't do that. Don't go that way. Don't touch that. But we have to learn to be obedient. This morning we continually honor seniors today, the hoary-headed, the gray-haired people whom God has given life and life more abundantly to. We honor you for your steadfastness to hold unto God's unchanging hand. We honor you for your diligence, for continually moving forward in God and not giving up. We honor you for being strong in God, continually depending upon the Lord Jesus for what you've needed. We honor you for being a godly example to the younger generation, for leading them the way God wants them to go. May God bless each of you for receiving God as your Savior. You know, no matter what age we are, God loves us. Yes. God can call you to do a work for him no matter what age we are. It doesn't matter. You know, he can even call a baby to do work for him. A baby can comfort the mother, comfort the father. The baby can be a joy to those around them. That's a gift from God. He can put all that in a baby. So you know in seniors, he's put so much. So, you know, today, this man of God we're going to learn about today was called to leave his birth family, to go to an unknown place to serve God, who he would get to know God, he would get to trust God and have great faith in God. Now, you already know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When God promises us something, it might not happen immediately, but as a matter of fact, it will happen. If it don't happen this year, it'll happen maybe next year. But we just have to wait on God, because God surely keeps his promises. Now, we don't always keep our promises, but he's not a man that he should lie.
That's right.
You know, we've all heard of Abraham and how God promised him a son and his wife Sarah. God promised them a son, and they had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And you know, we have to do the same thing. Now, before the promise came forth, Abraham went through many trials, many situations, which drew him closer to God. He didn't run from God, he ran closer to God. When God promised us something, we have to wait on him. Sometimes we might not be ready to receive the promise, so God has to get us ready. When we look back over our lives, many times you probably wondered how you would get through each trial, how you had to, you know, each trial, how you were going to make it through. But when you look back, when you look back over your life, you can thank God because he helped you through every trial you had to go through. Maybe you lost your job or your family was, and your family was depending upon you. You didn't know how you were going to make it, but God in his love and compassion provided. You didn't have to do without. He already knew how he would be providing for you.
Oh, yeah.
He said that he would feed the birds of the air. How much more would he do for us, his children? We're made in his image.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you lost someone close to you, and the pain was so great you thought you would die too. But God in his great mercy comforted you, and through each year has healed you of the pain. You know, we have so much to be grateful for. Maybe you had to move to a place, you know, that you didn't know about. But God opened the door for you to move into the place you had no idea would ever be available to you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. God taught Abraham to trust him as well as Sarah. They moved into an unknown land and learned to live without their family. A support system. God became their support system. God retaught Abram and Sarai. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. He doesn't think like we do. His thinking is divine. He knows everything. We know very little. Abram was not obedient. He wasn't always obedient to God. Father God told him not to take any family members with him, but he disobeyed God, and he took Lot, and it caused problems. You know, when we do things that God tells us not to do, it will cause problems. Sometimes he'll warn us in various ways. He may send a person, but God will warn you, don't do this or don't do that. So he told Abraham, don't take any of your family members. When God gives us instruction, he knows how things will be ahead. So he protects us by telling us what to do and what not to do. I can remember one time I was so hungry, and it was late at night, and I was hungry. I just wanted to eat something. I laid down. I couldn't rest. I was just so hungry. And God told me not to eat this particular thing that I was hungry for. He warned me, but I was disobedient. I ate it anyway. And not long after that, I was so sick. Now, he knew that was going to make me sick, but, you know, I didn't listen. I was disobedient. But, you know, we have to listen to God. Even in the simple, small things, we have to listen to God. God promised Abraham and Sarah a child. Well, they didn't know, God well enough at that time, you know, to really depend on him and to wait on him. So to bring the promise to pass. He doesn't need our help. You know, Abraham and Sarah tried to help him, but he doesn't need our help. Now, he may instruct us to do certain things, but he doesn't really need our help. He's a supernatural God. So let's wait on God. Let's not bring pain and misery like Abraham and Sarah brought pain and misery in their relationship. When God make us a promise, don't you know he's going to keep it? He's not a man that he should lie. You know those promises we make to God under distress? You know, sometimes we make promises to God. But we might say, God, if you heal me, I promise I'll do right and live for you. Oh. Keep the promise that you made to God. We might say to God, if you get my child out of trouble, I'll obey you. Keep your promise. Whatever promise you made to God, keep it. You might say, if you get me out of debt, I'll stay out of debt, oh God, and I'll serve you, oh God. I promise. Keep your promise. Do not make a promise to God unless you intend to keep it. God keeps his promises. He kept his promise to Abraham and Sarai, and that child did come forth. They had to wait a long time. As a matter of fact, they were old people by the time that child came. They felt they were past a certain stage in life. They thought they were past childbearing age. They even reminded God, but you know, how is this going to be? Because I'm old. But God don't care how old we are.
Look at my Aunt Mildred is 101 years young, but God is still using her. He anointed her voice to sing. And she don't say, Lord, I can't do it. I'm too old. No, no, no. She come forth with power and might that God put in her and still sing. So don't give up. Do. Use the gifts that God put in you, even if they have been dormant. Start using them again. If you've been a singer, start singing. Sing around the house. If you prayed for people, start praying for people. If you stop whatever God put in you that you used to do, start doing it again. He will give you the strength to do it. Don't let it lay dormant within you. As Sister Lanny said, God has put things in you. Bring them forth and use them. You know, so Abraham and Sarah thought, you know, it's over for us. But it wasn't. When God make a promise, as long as there's breath in your body, that promise is going to come forth. He's not going to let the promise die. He is going to bring forth the promise. Now, what can we learn from Abraham? You know, Abraham was obedient. He left his family. He did what God asked him to do. He was an unselfish man. He gave Lot. You know, there was a squabble between Lot and some of the, excuse me, the servants of God. So they had to separate. But before they separated, Abraham said, okay, which land do you want to go? You want to go this way or you want to go that way? So he allowed, you know, his cousin, his nephew Lot, to choose first. How many of us let other people choose first? Something that we may want. You know, we have to step back sometimes. He had courage. You know, he defeated kings. He had courage to do it. Even when he went into Sodom and Gomorrah, don't you know that took courage to go in where all it was just infested with iniquity against God? So he took courage and he went in there to save his nephew. But you know what? He could have saved himself the agony if he had obeyed God in the beginning. So let's obey God from the beginning. You know, when God tells us something, let's do it. Don't let, you know, I remember one time God told me he didn't want me to leave. This is since I've been here in Jacksonville. He didn't want me to leave the building where I lived. And I've been in a few days, and I'm just ignoring God, pretending he didn't say nothing to me. You know how we do. We just ignore warnings, ignore. So I got dressed, and I went downstairs. And as soon as I got downstairs, don't you know it rained torrential rain. It rained so hard, even if I couldn't have gone out the door. But, you know, God saved me. He made sure I wasn't. I could have got struck by lightning. I could have, hailstorms could have hit me. He was saving me from something. Let's be obedient. Abraham was benevolent. You know, he gave tithes to Melchizedek. He was incorruptible. He refused to take gifts from services rendered. You know, some people, you know, they'll take, gifts they know they shouldn't take, bribes. They know they shouldn't do these different things. So Abraham, he decided in his heart he was going to follow God and he wasn't going to do the wrong thing. He was a mighty man in prayer. He had to be. You know, some things will drive us to the prayer closet. We'll go to this sister, we'll go to that brother for prayer, or this one or that one, but sometimes they're not available. But God says, I'm always available. You don't have to call me on the phone. My line ain't busy. I'm never, you know, too busy. He's not too busy in Africa. He's not too busy in Asia. He's not too busy in Australia. He's not too busy with your neighbor next door. He is a mighty God. We can't even fathom how great he is. He can answer everybody. 10 people can call his name at the same time. And don't you know he know the difference? He know each one of our voices. He's so great.
Yes.
So, you know, you could call on him for 101 years and more, 110 years. You could call on him for 125 or 30 years, 200 years, and he will still know your voice. He will still know how many hairs upon your head. He will even know the color of your hair. So don't give up on God, because he's not going to give up on you. He's going to bring forth those promises that he's promised you. Abraham was wonderful in faith as well as prayer. Abraham's prayers were answered by God, and that increased his faith in God. He was a mighty man of faith. If you go over and read in Hebrews 11, it talked about his faith. Abraham's faith was so strong until when the promise came forth, his son, his only son, that he wanted and Sarah wanted so greatly, God said, now offer him up as a sacrifice. Abraham's faith was so great that he called those things as though they be. He said, my son and I will be back. God is going to provide a sacrifice up. And God did. He was faithful. He was so faithful to Abraham. And don't you know, God is no respecter of persons. He's just that faithful to us today. What can we learn from Abraham's life? Obedience to do what God said. Yes, we can learn obedience. Do what God says. God, you know, he requires things of us. He does require things of us. And you know what? We require things of him. We may not say it, but we do. We want him to give us a new home, a new car. We want him to bless us with excellent health and strength. But you know he's faithful. So be faithful to God. Be faithful to him. Because, yes, you might have, you know, dust on your Bible. You know the word of God. But pull it out and read it. Be faithful to God. God requires us to study his word. There are many blessings for the righteous, but don't you know there are curses also if we're disobedient. So be faithful to God. He says study in 2 Timothy 3, study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We can't divide the word of truth if we don't study his word, because we don't know how. Let's learn to give and not be selfish. Abraham was unselfish. He was courageous. It takes courage to come out of our comfort zones. You know, sometimes we just want, I know me, sometimes I just want to sit and be a couch potato. Look at TV. Just stare into it. Sometimes I don't even know what's going on. Just stare into it. But you know, we have to come out of our comfort zone. We have to study. We have to pray. Sometimes we may be called on to visit the sick or pray for the sick or console somebody, help somebody. You know, when I was a little girl in my neighborhood, my mother, many times the women used to wash clothes outside, boil clothes and wash and hang them up on the line, and they'll be talking, you know, so-and-so's sick down the street. Don't you know those women were going to cook soup, cook food? Some were going to go clean the house. Some would take care of the children, bathe the children, whatever needed was done. So God is calling us the same way today. You know, some people say, you know, he said, when, Lord, did I see you in prison and I didn't go visit you? You know, the same thing you see here, the needs you see here, you do them unto God. If you see somebody, you know, in need and you don't minister to them, that's the same as not ministering to Jesus. So whatever you see, whatever God is showing you to do, that's what you need to do. Abraham was incorruptible. He refused to do wrong. He prayed. He talked. He had conversations with God often, often. He spent time alone with God often. They didn't have no telephones. You know, it was just the people around. And sometimes people can't console you. They don't know what to say. You know, sometimes you going through something nobody around you or nobody you know is going through. So guess who you're going to have to go to? Jesus, because he's been through everything. Abraham was a man of faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's coming. Your promise is coming. So just wait on it. Even if you don't see an inkling of what it looked like is going to come, it's going to come. Your promise or your promises is going to come. So just wait on God. Just wait on God. Abraham was a mighty man of faith. He's called the father of faith. God asked him to offer his only child, and you know he obeyed it. He got so he obeyed God in everything. Will you obey God in everything? Take time to spend time with Father God. He loves you no matter what age you are. You know, sometimes when we get older, we feel maybe lonely, and we feel like, oh, you know, I'm not loved. Yes, God loves you. If you love God, show him by spending time with him. Turn off everything. everything and just spend time. If you're in a house with a lot of people, put a sign on the door and say, this is my time with my Father. Don't disturb. Thank him for all that he's done when you're spending time with him, all that he's going to do and all that he's doing right now for you. Pray, pray, pray. Have a conversation with your Father. You know, in the car, you can have a conversation with him. In your room, you can have a conversation with him. Wherever you go, in the grocery store, you can have a conversation with him. You know, these days, look like people talking to themselves. They'd be on the cell phone or whatever. You know, sometimes in the grocery store, I'm having a conversation with God. Father, what you want me to do? Should I buy this, Lord? Should I buy that, Lord? What's good for me to have? You know, you can have a conversation with God about anything. He's your best friend. Anytime someone lay their life down for you, you should consider them your best friend, the only true friend, faithful to you. Remember, if you don't have a conversation with him on the earth, do you think you're going to have one with him in heaven? Where will you spend eternity? The older I get, the more heaven and our Father God is on my mind. Oh, I want to spend eternity with him. What about you? Are you ready for eternity? We will all spend eternity somewhere. Where will you spend eternity? If you're not spending time with God making heavenly deposits, where do you think you will spend eternity? Let's not fool ourselves. Tomorrow is not promised. Nobody knows when Jesus will return. Make preparations now where you want to spend eternity. Do you know his voice? Does God know your voice? My sheep know my voice, he says. So I want to ask you a question. Is there anyone on the line this morning that is not saved and you would like to be saved? Press 1. If you're not saved, press 1. Or if you already press 1, just speak up and say, I'm not saved, but I want to be saved. You know, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if anyone's on the line who has not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, just press 1. All right, it seems like everybody is a child of the Most High God that's on with us this morning. I thank God for that. But, you know, I run into people on the street all the time. And as a matter of fact, I was in Family Dollar yesterday, and there was a young man that God had me stop and pray for. And I asked him, I said, you know, God is offering you salvation today. Do you want to be saved? He had a very serious look. I mean, he was very serious. He said, you know, ma'am, he said, I don't want to make that promise to God and not be able to keep it. He said, so I heard you. I'm thinking deeply about what you said, but I'm just not ready. You know, he was an honest person, and I prayed that God would give him time. Tomorrow's not promised. I prayed that God would give him time. He was young, but, I mean, young men are dying on the street. Young women are dying on the street. They're missing. We don't know where some of them are, but we pray that God would give him time to say, yes, Lord, yes. Well, he gave us time. He didn't just come and just, he gave us time. So I pray that God would give that young man more time to consider where he will spend eternity. Now, you know, God is an awesome God, and his word is true. Matthew 18:19 says, and again I say unto you, that if any two of you agree on the earth touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. So if we touch and agree and pray, don't you know God is going to bring forth what we ask him to do? Because he's faithful to his word. And even in 2 Chronicles, you know, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal the land. Our land need healing. our children. There's murder, bloodshed on the land. It needs healing. So we ask God to forgive us of our sins, our iniquities. You know, our sins and iniquities can keep us from God. So we have to repent before the Most High God and ask him to forgive us. In Jeremiah 29:3, he says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." This is all he's asking us to do. Seek him. Search for him with all of our heart. With all of our heart. He's waiting on us. James 5:16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous of a righteous man availeth much." Don't you know that if we pray effectual fervent prayers, we ask God to forgive us and pray, he's going to forgive us. He's faithful to us. And in 1 John 3:22, it says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." So if we go before Father God, don't you know he's faithful to us? Well, at this time, we're going to take prayer requests. So you can press 1 if you are not already on, and if you have a prayer request, you can state it at this time. Okay, someone's pressing 1 here. Hold on, please. I'll put you on. Make sure you press 1 because I won't be able to know that you are making a request. All right. Good morning, my sister. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Avis?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This
All right. Where do you live in Texas?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're calling for a prayer request.
Yes, ma'am. I found out on yesterday that my dad had a heart attack. He went to the hospital to get a test. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer about 8 years, and he was just going for his regular test for the prostate cancer. And as they was putting the anesthesia into his vein, he went into cardiac arrest. So he is now still into the hospital in ICU. And we need a miracle prayer going up to God to break that bondage in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. All right. Thank you for that request. Any more requests? Press 1, please. Prayer request.
I have don't need to hit 1, but I will let you know that I have a friend here in Kingwood. You probably will see her on here at some point, Karita. But her name is Christy, and I'm praying for what God has in store as far as my sponsoring her on the Emmaus Walk in October. So keep me and her in your prayers, and my co-sponsor, Lynn Harper.
Okay. All right. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. If you're already on, you can state your prayer request. Okay, hold on, please. Someone else is here. Good morning, Sister Martha from Kalamazoo. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm here. Thank God for that. Thank you, Karita. The program has just been such a blessing for me. The whole program is so rich. And our guest really touched my heart in that I need to be still and to rest in the Lord more. I need prayer to learn how to be still and to rest in him. And in your sermon, that I tell you, just everything that's been said this morning, I just feel like I just need more of it. So I enjoy the program. And as she was playing the piano and sing, it reminded me so much of my mother. She would play the piano and sing. You could hear her every day playing the piano and sing. So I've just been blessed this morning. I thank you for this program, Karita.
Amen. Thank God for you, Martha. All right. So we'll lift you up, too. Any more prayer requests? Press 1, please. I won't know that you are making a request unless you press 1.
Okay, I'm looking for people pressing 1 here. I'm making sure I'm not missing anybody here. Okay, someone else press 1. Hold on, please. Good morning, my cousin. How are you, Mavis?
I'm fine, thank you, and I'm enjoying the program as usual. I'm so thankful for you and God blessings for you. I'm asking for a prayer request for my son-in-law, Carl Tatum. He hurt his back, and they have found that he has 4 herniated discs, and he's very painful, and he can hardly walk. And you know how the family, the rest of the family is not doing well. So, and also my grandson, Justin, his multiple dystrophy has come out on him, and he's having trouble using his foot. His whole foot and leg is numb, and he can't drive to go to work or anything. So I'm so thankful for having them, period. But I'm asking God's blessings to continue to bless them.
Amen. I thank God for the request, and we will pray for them. Thank you so much, my cousin. Any more requests, press 1 this morning. I don't want to miss anybody before we start prayer. Yes, you're on.
This is Sister Laney.
Okay.
I just want to ask that you pray for my church, Greater Family Church in Jackson, Mississippi, and to pray for the ministry that we will hear and obey God and Him only, and to pray for continued strength for all those who do ministry, all those who have been led to stand before God's people, that we'll hear Him before we speak, and we'll walk in obedience. He's to give us strength for the journey and rest in between the appointments. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you for being on. I appreciate you.
Love you, dear.
Any more requests? Okay. At this time, we're going to go before Father God for the request. And I thank God that He is a God who hears and He does answer prayers. Father God, we just come before Your holy presence this morning, Father God. And Father, I ask, Father God, that You teach us to pray effectual, fervent prayers, O God, because You said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, O God. And Father, I lift up Your daughter, Evangelist Brenda Lombard, who usually pray on Saturday mornings for those who make requests. But this morning she's not feeling well, so I ask You to touch her body this morning, O God. And we thank You for being with her and strengthening her and healing her body, O God. We thank You for all that You do for Your children, O God. And, Father, we come with each request this morning, Father God, and we thanking You, Father God, for Your mercy. We ask You for mercy, Father God. We lift up Avis's father, O God. And, Father God, we thank You, Father God, in the name of Jesus for what You're doing on his behalf. Father, Your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that You prosper and be in health, even as Your soul prospers. So I thank You, Father God, for healing him of prostate cancer. And, Father, I thank You that he was in the right place at the right time, O God, to be ministered to for his heart, O God. And, Father, I thank You that You knew about the heart attack. But I thank You, Father God, that You have been with him every step of the way, that You are still with her, Father. You will never leave her, Dad. You are there even in ICU, O God. Oh, Father God, thank You in the name of Jesus. I plead Your precious blood upon her dad this morning, O God. Have great mercy, O God. Oh, Father God, You are a great healer. Oh, You are Jehovah, a mighty healer. You are a mighty, mighty healer, O God. So heal his body, O God. And we look forward to, Father God, for what You're doing. We agree with Your plan for her father's life, O God. And we thank You, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up Christy and Karen and Lynn Harper as they prepare for their walk, the prayer walk. They'll be coming up in October, O God. Make a way for them, O Father God. As they honor You, Father God, in obedience, and as they serve You, O God, make a way, Father God. And I thank you for what you're doing in them even now, what you're going to do, oh God. Prepare the way for them, Father God. And I bless you and honor you, oh God. I thank you for Karen's faithfulness, Father God, to come on weekly, oh God, and to sing praise and honor unto your holy name. Bless Karen and her family, oh God. And I thank you in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up your precious daughter, Sister Martha, oh God, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there is no separation from you in prayer, that you are able to go throughout the United States, throughout the world, oh God. And Father, I thank you, Father God, for touching Sister Martha even now, oh God, showing her how to be still, oh God, and to wait on you, oh God, and to know that you are God, and there's none other like you, oh God. And Father, I thank you for thrusting her into the ministry that you're calling for her to do, oh God. I thank you for the peace that passes all human understanding, that she will not lean upon her own understanding, that she will lean upon you. I pray obedience upon her this day, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, for this mighty woman of God that you've called forth, that have been a mother to many, oh God, that have prayed many prayers for many young women, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, for many young men, oh God, they're her sons and daughters, whom you have called for her to minister to, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she continually ministered to your children, oh, God. I thank you for blessing them and hearing her prayers, oh, God. I thank you for the wise counsel that she gives to many young people, oh, God. And I thank you for using Sister Martha in her 80 young years, oh, God. Bless you today, Father God. I bless you for Sister Martha, and thank you in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up my family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my cousin Mavis, my aunt Mildred, all of my family all over the United States, oh God, because, Father, you have given me a great family, and I thank you for every family member, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for health, and strength. Father God, your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. So, Father God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for sending the word and healing called Tatum, oh God. Father, you know all about the herniated disc, but you're able to go in where doctors can't even reach and heal, oh God. You're able to heal even without medication, oh God. You're able to touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to send the word and heal him, oh God. And, Father, you know his wife has had different bouts with illness, oh God. There's nothing secret. You know all about Shell, his wife, oh God. And I thank you for touching her and increasing her in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your ways. And I thank you for healing her body, oh God. Father, we reach out and touch the hem of your garment for the Tatum family, oh God, because in your garment there is much virtue, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, even young Justin, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for my cousin Justin being healed, oh God. Oh, Father God, your word says that we can call forth those things as though they be. So I call forth the healing. I thank you that Justin is healed in the foot, the leg area. There's no more numbness, no swelling, no pain, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that he is a mighty young man of God, oh God, and that he shall live out all his days, and he shall declare the works of the God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for him completing his schooling, oh God, being able to go to school to complete his college education, oh God, in the righteous mighty name of Jesus. And Father, while he's on his bed of affliction, I thank you for raising him up early, but I thank you for him calling on your name of the Most High God for his healing, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for using him as a young man on campus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for all the preparation you're doing in Justin, in Carl, in Justin's mother, oh God. Bless that family, oh God. And while I speak healing upon the family, Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Lanny, and the church that she attends in Mississippi, oh God. I thank you for that mighty church that you call forth out of darkness into your marvelous light. Each and every person you've added, oh God,
in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for that being a great church, that they are known by their fruit because of the labor that they put forth, Father God, that they call upon the name of the Most High God, that they follow you, that they have great faith in you, they are obedient to you, Father God. I lift up the leadership, Father God. Honor you, Father God, and always do what you're asking them to do. I thank you for the ministry that you have birthed in that church, oh God. I thank you for them continually honoring you. Give them strength. Give them obedience, Father God, to follow you continuously, day by day by day. And I thank you for the ministry that you have given Sister Lani, oh God, as she go forth, Father God, honoring you. May she be even more sensitive. I ask you to give a greater measure of discernment, oh God, to be even more sensitive to your spirit, to be obedient to you, oh God. And I thank you for all that you put within her. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she go out, as she come in, go with her, be with her, oh God. Keep her healthy and well and strong in you. And, Father God, you promise your servant sweet sleep and sweet rest. So allow that to come forth for her, even on today, oh God. And so, Father God, I lift up each one of the people that are on Bible Storyland today, every family member represented, oh God. Father, even those who didn't make requests, their inner requests, I lift them up before you. And I thank you for what you're doing for your people today, oh God. Bless the children of the family members, oh God. Bless the elderly, the mothers and the fathers, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for healing our land in every city, every state in the nation, oh God, even in other countries, oh God. Move by your spirit. Move mightily. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for hearing and answering. Thank you for taking time out to listen to us on a daily basis, oh God. And we thank you that you are God who hears, who answers, and who moves on the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. And we bless you, O Most High. We thank you that you are holy, righteous, and a faithful Father. So we just thank you this morning, O God. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it is closing time. We have time for one very brief testimony. If anyone wants to give a testimony this morning. Let's see, someone else from a 504 pressed on. So hold on just 1 second, please. Okay. Hold
yes,
on.
I wanted to give a brief testimony after the prayer.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hold on. Is this the 504 number?
Yeah.
Okay, who's this?
This is Sister Vivian.
Hey, Sister Vivian. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I have really enjoyed the program so much this morning. I got a chance to stay on a little while longer since I didn't have to go to work this morning because of the weather. But I've enjoyed it. Our news will stay on to 9 o'clock and then rush on out. But I just want to give a brief testimony right quick and say I want to thank you for your prayers because you prayed for my granddaughter. And my granddaughter called me and we talked, and she needed some money because she needed $800 to get back in college. So I asked her what had been bothering her. So she was holding things in her heart from way back when she was a little girl. But she has done so well, and I encouraged her and told her to keep herself and keep her from getting pregnant because she's 21 now, going, she'll be 22 in October. But nevertheless, I just wanted to let you know I appreciate you for praying for her, and hopefully now that she has told me some things on the inside, why I didn't come pick her up when she was a little girl or something like that. But I let her know, and I talked to her, and I hope now that she has gotten some of those things out of her spirit. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. I thank you for that testimony. That's an awesome testimony. Well, I thank God for the privilege of being able to pray for her. And I do remember praying for her a few months ago. So I thank God that he hears and he answers. That's a great testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for you, Sister Vivian.
Amen.
And I prayed, I don't know if you were on early on, I did pray for concerning the weather in New Orleans and surrounding cities and states. So I pray God will keep the storm, stay the storm from coming you all's way.
That's right.
Amen, amen.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you too. Well, Sister Vivian.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. You want to tell, announce your show and give us the number to come on your show? She has a blog talk show on Sunday evenings. Give us the name of your show.
That's amazing, because I was just going to announce yours on Sunday afternoon. You know, the spirit is just agreeing. I was gonna announce your show, and I said, oh, I'm going to surprise Sister Carissa and tell her that I'm going to start announcing her show.
Amen.
On Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I do have a show. If you would like to listen, God's Favorites Ministry, we reaches out to the hurting every Sunday night for 7 p.m. Every Sunday night, 7 p.m.
Central Standard Time.
Yes.
And 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right. The number is 1-714-409-0578.
Okay.
1-714-409-409.
Okay.
You got that?
Yes.
0578.
Okay. The number is 714-409-0578. God's Favorite Ministry. Thank God for you, Sister Vivian.
Thank God for you too, darling.
It's an awesome show, you guys. If you, you know, have nothing to do, which I know, you know. She come on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
And we have another sister on here. If she wants to announce her show, she can press 1. She lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Sister Sandra, if you are available, I know you're on, but if you're not too busy right now, you can press 1 if you want to announce your show. She has a show come on Tuesday evenings at 6:30. Sister Martha, you have that number available?
No, Sister Carissa, I sure don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think I have it available right here.
Let me see.
Hold on.
Hold you up.
Hold on. That's okay. No problem. God is allowing. So the number to come on, her show is, the time is now, and the number to come on is 1-424-258-9361, and that comes on at 6:30 every Tuesday. That's Eastern Standard Time, 424-258-9361. See, Sister Martha and her daughter host the show together. They're in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and it is called The Time Is Now. So, well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I look forward to meeting with you again next Saturday, September the 10th, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank each of you for joining us. I love you. And God loves you, too. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Remember, what you do today will help determine your tomorrow. Only what you do for God will last. Where will you spend eternity? God bless you, and I look forward to speaking with each of you next week. Remember, share the love that God has given you with somebody. Start today. God loves you, and so do I. Love y'all. See y'all soon.
Hey.
God bless you.
Bye. God bless you.
Who's that? That's my cousin, Mary Luther.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
All right, you all can hang up whatever you like, and I thank God for you. Everybody hung up, so we can go now.
All right,
thank
see
God for you. I'll talk to you soon.
We'll do.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.